This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 18th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Air traffic controllers at Washington Dulles International Airport are now operating out of a new state-of-the-art tower. It stands 300 feet tall at the cab, has a two-story, 16,000-square-foot base building, and is stuffed with state-of-the-art communications technology. Acting FAA Administrator Bobby Sturgill beamed at Monday's ribbon cutting. Quote, "The tower gives controllers a complete 360-degree view of the airfield and movement areas. This is huge. They've now got a crisp, clear line of sight. That'll come in handy with that third parallel runway coming just 14 months from now, as well as the new ASDEX radar system to boost safety and reduce runway incursions," unquote. Sturgill called Dulles America's red carpet. Quote, "This is the welcoming sight that folks around the world see when they arrive in the national capital area, like a distinguished ornament of a great country," unquote. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters announced that Captain Henry P. Krakowski has been selected to serve as Chief Operating Officer of the FAA Air Traffic Organization. Krakowski joins the FAA following a nearly 30-year career with United Airlines. Krakowski will lead 35,000 controllers, technicians, engineers, and support personnel. As COO, he'll oversee the operational and financial performance of the air traffic control system and the FAA's research and acquisition programs. Krakowski starts October 1st. Peters called Krakowski the right person to implement NextGen. Quote, "His commitment to safety, outstanding operational experience, and leadership abilities will advance our efforts to modernize our nation's air transportation system," unquote. The National Guard, Civil Air Patrol, and state agencies were scheduled to meet on Monday in Nevada to decide whether to continue a two-week-long search for missing adventurer Steve Fawcett or officially transition to a recovery operation. Nevada's Record Courier reports the pilot of a small plane, acting independently of organized efforts, buzzed over a search area near Mina, Nevada on Saturday, prompting the FAA to establish a temporary flight restriction in the area. The man told CAP officials he hoped to collect a $10,000 reward for finding Fawcett. It's been offered by YouChoose.net. The man apparently didn't grasp that the reward is limited to YouChoose members scanning Google Earth images online on their computers. The chief executive of ProDrive and his wife reportedly walked away from a helicopter crash south of London, England on Sunday. Reuters reports that 55-year-old David Richards, who heads the company which fields Subaru's World Rally Team, was on a flight home from the Belgian Formula One Grand Prix with his wife Karen when he reported hearing a big bang from the rear of the chopper. Richards reports he called in a mayday to controllers at nearby Stansted Airport and made an emergency landing, after which the machine rolled on its side. Richards, described as a seasoned helicopter pilot, was described as shaken but unhurt, as was his wife. In a tragic coincidence, the couple was returning home less than 24 hours after a former ProDrive driver and ex-World Rally champion, Colin McRae, died in the crash of his own helicopter near his home in Scotland on Saturday. That crash also claimed the lives of McRae's son and two other passengers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Changes are coming for Dayton, Ohio's ATC facility. A pilots union helps its own members leave the company. And two are lost in an LSA accident in Colorado. Also, check out our ANN special feature. This month marks the third anniversary of the sport pilot rule. Today we'll revisit the shot heard round the LSA world, Cessna's unveiling of its light sport proof of concept in 2006. And if you haven't gotten to it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.